Okay, on the line now I have Amanda McLeod, and she's head of home economics department in St Andrew's College in Sligo. Hello, Amanda. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Okay, and you were telling me it's beautiful up there for a change. You got it pretty bad over that side.
We did. The Atlantic, the full force of the Atlantic was on our shores, but the sun is shining today, so it's all very positive.
Okay, that's great. Now tell us about what's happening in the college at the moment.
Yeah, so we're delighted to announce the launch of our cookery competition called Fine Dine at Mine, and it's an all-island cookery competition in association with the Restaurants Association of Ireland. So we're delighted to have the RAI on board. And essentially, students are asked to submit their favourite restaurant meal, main course dish only, for two people. And essentially, what we are doing is giving students an opportunity to create tasty and healthy, affordable restaurant meals at home in their own kitchens.
Okay. Just to get all the information out there now, so if anyone is listening and are interested, the ages and the regime that they have to be in to take part in this.
Yeah, so the competition is open to all students in post-primary schools on the island of Ireland and youth reach centres in the Republic of Ireland. And essentially all they have to do is log on to the www.rai.ie and follow the trail for the Fine Dine at Mine cookery competition. There's an entry form that they can download and print, or they can submit it electronically to us. And essentially all they have to do is cook their dish at home, take a photograph of it and submit the entry form along with the photograph by post to St Angela's College in Sligo or by email. And we've actually extended the closing date due to the phenomenal interest that there actually is in the competition. We have extended the closing date to February the 28th.
Okay. Now, this is for open to anyone, all amateurs, if they're anyway dab hand at all, but they must be able to at least make an effort at what they're submitting.
Well, essentially, it is all about participation, and I suppose the purpose of this is to try and encourage students to display their culinary capabilities, but also to promote the whole healthy eating and giving due cognizance to budgetary requirements. So that's very important from our perspective, and it is all about participation. So everybody who enters will get a certificate of participation, and then we will take the top 32, so 16 from the junior students and 16 from the senior finals, and they will come to St Angela's in Sligo on the 6th and 7th of May, and they will participate in the final cook-off, and that will be judged by some of the Restaurant Association of Ireland's their award-winning chef, including Paul Flynn from Dungarvan, and some other award-winning chefs, and they will all be judging the actual competition at the final cook-off, and that will be a very exciting two-day event here in St Angela's.
Okay, and a lot of this is to do with healthy eating as well, of course, in what they cook.
Yeah, the idea behind the competition is that they would look at what's currently offered in restaurants and pick their favourite restaurant meal and slightly modify it to make it a little bit healthier. So they may do that by reducing the salt content, they might reduce the sugar, they might increase fruit and vegetables for a fibre perspective, they might serve it with whole grain rice to increase the fibre as opposed to white rice. So there are loads of different opportunities and ways that they can make the dish a little bit healthier, and they will be the key principles taught in home economics in terms of being able to take a dish and modify to make it healthier.
Okay, and just looking at it as well, from the they can't come, I mean, they must list the ingredients, so they can't come up and say, well, it's my secret recipe, I can't tell you that.
No, unfortunately, there's no trade secrets here. They have to be able to list their ingredients and list us, give us the method as well, and of course be able to cook the dish, which is very important as well. Yeah. So unfortunately, we won't be accepting trade secrets as on the entry form.
Okay, it's amazing how things have changed over the years. I mean, there's so many cookery programs on the TV and all that sort of thing, and if you think about lifestyle, especially with students, many maybe 20 years ago kids would have went out and take away a lot of takeaways or healthy eating in different ways. I mean, there could be salads and all like that, but more people, because of economics, are having to cook wherever they're living now. So but you want to think about a career in it rather than just
the Restaurants Association of Ireland are the key the key partners with St Angela's College in the competition, and their focus is very much promoting cookery as a career, because obviously the food industry is a huge growth industry in Ireland and one of the key industries that we have. So it's very much about promoting food and cookery as a career and not just necessarily as a pastime. And obviously from a home economics perspective, home economics is the only established subject on the curriculum that teaches core food skills. And again, we will we will be equipping students with key life skills, as you said there, being able to understand how to read recipes and being able to understand to go into a supermarket and being able to read labels and picking food that is healthier. And I suppose there is a misperception that all healthy food is very expensive, when mm-hmm. in fact you can actually purchase and make food with budgetary constraints at home yourself. You can make very simple healthy meals, and that really is the whole essence behind all of this, that we're trying to get people to think about what they're cooking, to change their cooking methods, to look at ways of making food healthier, whilst also just absolutely enjoying the whole process of cooking and engaging with it.
Mm-hmm. I suppose if you got into the business yourself, I was just talking to someone during the week, and they were saying it can be a little bit of a nightmare as well in an eating establishment if you're running it yourself and you have a sort of a format where someone could come in where you've got gluten and you've got nut allergies and you've also got celiacs. There's a whole conglomeration with the vegetarians and all now, so one has to be aware of all these things.
Yeah, they certainly do. And as you said, there's a much more prevalence of, I suppose, and not only, allergies and food intolerances, but also people are much more conscious about what they will and won't eat. So there's much more pressure on the restaurant industry in terms of being able to provide for a very wide range of an audience, and that is often will be very difficult from owning an establishment, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And also talking, thinking back where people were saying, well, a lot of people many, many years ago didn't eat that healthy, but it didn't last very long. We didn't have preservatives. I'm talking about 40 years ago, 50 years ago. But people walked longer hours, and there wasn't as much transport. People didn't have cars, so they were forced into exercise. Not forced, but they had to exercise more through the economics of the situation as well, which sort of balanced out the way things were going at the time, I suppose.
Yeah. There is no doubt about it. There's been a very significant shift in what we are consuming from a dietary perspective and also our lifestyle habits, and we have very much moved towards more sedentary lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And that was by the forces of environment, essentially, in terms of, the availability of public transport, etc. But also, I think the fact that, there's a much more a wider availability of foods now on the shelves. And I think people are often confused as to what they, when they go in and they purchase different types of products, and they're wondering, some might promote the positivity of being low in sugar, but yet they might be quite high in salt, or vice versa. So, people are there are a lot of mixed messages out there in terms of what the consumer understands and what the consumer can actually read on the food label. So that is very challenging for the consumer when we have such an array of products on the shelves. And absolutely, you're right, the whole food additive side is a whole different, is a whole other aspect to the food industry and to the food, to actually modifying foods that we now have to engage with as well.
And the best way to know about it is to learn about it and to cook it itself. That's the best education you can get, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, all of the research would show that by engaging students and by early intervention with young people in schools through established subjects such as home economics, you can actually make a real difference. And I think the whole dated and traditional notion of home economics, hopefully, is long past in terms of, that all we do is baking, etc. Like, an awful lot more focus from the curriculum is on cooking healthy meals, tasting fish, integrating fruit and vegetables, modifying recipes to make them healthier, reading menus, reading labels, going out, being able to shop, plan a budget and plan what you will do with some leftover food. So all of that is kind of essential things that are taught in established subjects such as home economics. And I'm delighted to say that we are actually seeing an increase in the subject being taken at junior cycle level particularly, which is very positive, I think.
Okay, and also is the balance with male and female sort of enrolling and getting interested in cooking, is it about the same? Or, I mean, it used to be mostly men, I think, that was into cooking, or was the other way around, I can't remember which.
Yeah, no, it's actually, in terms of going on to do culinary arts as a career, it definitely is more balanced in terms of male and female. Mm-hmm. But in terms of, I suppose, studying home economics at junior cycle, it probably would still be quite female-dominated because of the fact that it's often offered against traditional male subjects such as maybe wood technology, okay, or materials technology, etc. So, and that is often down to individual school choices.
Okay.
So that it would probably be the issue there in terms of the gender balance.
Okay, and there's another side to this competition as well, where there's free cookery demonstrations for each school that takes part, is that right?
Yes, and the Restaurants Association of Ireland have been absolutely fantastic in coming on board with the competition. And what they have done is that they are engaging their members to go into the schools, and they will give a free cookery demonstration for every school that enters a whole class group. So the local, their local Restaurants Association of Ireland member, their chef will actually come into the school and give a free cookery demonstration. And also, just an unusual aspect of this competition will be that for each of the 32 finalists that comes forward for the final cook-off on the 6th and 7th of May, the Restaurants Association of Ireland with St Angela's will organise for a chef mentor and a home economist to be with the young participant during the cook-off. So that will be a very fun and exciting event as well.
Sounds like it's going to be. Okay, I have to say, is this the first time you've done this? It's 2014.
Yeah,
is this the first of its kind?
Yes, St Andrew's College has been involved in cookery competitions the last number of years with a different organisation. And last year in that particular competition, we had 1,200 individual students enter. So this is the first time that we have joined up with the Restaurants Association of Ireland. And so Fine Dine at Mine is the first rollout in 2014. So hopefully we will be able to surpass that 1,200 entries that we had last year.
I think you'll have no problem doing that, I have to say, Amanda.
Hopefully.
And I hope to talk to you again in May, just before the finals, or maybe immediately after, and we'll see how things went. And I bet you surpass all your expectations. There's no doubt about that.
Thank you. We'd love to talk to you again, and perhaps we can actually even let you talk to one or two of the finalists on that day as well.
Yeah, if we had the facilities in here to get them to come in and do a demonstration and have a nice lunch.
And you're more than welcome to come to St Andrew's on the 6th or 7th of May, so you are.
Okay, thank you very much, Amanda.
Thank you.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye. Bye. And that's Amanda McLeod, and she's a head of home economics, the head of home economics department in St Andrew's College there in Sligo. It sounds like a great idea, and it's going to be. And I look forward to talking to her again, see how she gets on, but I'm sure she will surpass.